Hello and welcome to Every Day with Jesus from Waverley Abbey. It's Friday, November the 26th. Our title today is Commend God Together. We're reading from Psalm 145, verses 3 to 7. And verses 4 to 6 say, "One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds." Lockdown reintroduced us to the concept and experience of isolation. Normal social interaction was replaced overnight with living under our own roof, with workplace shops and cafes no longer accessible. Many found they struggled with their health and well-being. Community, that aspect of living life in a shared space together, is actually born in God. For the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are a threesome, a trinity, and there is a togetherness at the heart of God. The church reflects this communal life. Society, however, tends to celebrate self-realization, emphasizing the essential nature of the individual within society. There is always a fundamental question about the individual's ability to care for themselves or to need help from others. What is the role and responsibility of government, welfare, and other mediating structures in crafting a healthy society? That debate rolls on, but not here. When isolated, we can recall that we are just the latest generation to go in search of God. We have ample testimony from previous generations of God's faithfulness. One thing no one else can do for us is to contemplate what such testimony means for today. Have indeed we outgrown our need of God? Clearly not, given the fragile state of many individuals highlighted through long periods of lockdown. This in part can be addressed through specialist services, themselves sadly in short supply, also by creating hospitable spaces through our own existing church communities, something God invites us to do together. Now, taking your inspiration from considering God's works throughout history, how can you help establish a church community of hope in your locality? Take a look at God's Plan for Your Well-Being, a book and a course dreamed up and implemented by Dave Smith of Kingsgate Church. It offers a useful means for drawing people together locally. You can find it at waverleyabbeyresources.org. Put in the search, God's Plan for Your Well-Being. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for the stories of your faithfulness that build my faith, and may I share them throughout my community. Amen. Other scriptures you might want to look at would be Psalm 133, verses 1 to 3, Psalm 145, verses 8 to 21, Acts chapter 2, verses 40 through to 47, and Romans chapter 12, verses 3 to 21. Thank you for joining me once again, and please do so again tomorrow. But for now, from me, it's goodbye and God bless.